to the Russian woman named Maria Butina, who's been accused of serving as a clandestine Russian agent here in the United States. She is in jail, awaiting trial. She didn't always have the high-level connections like the one she is now accused of having. NPR's Tim Mak has been digging into Butina's contacts, into her social network, and learning about her story from before she left her home in Russia. Hey there, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
So I'm well, thank you. So we have talked about Maria Butina on this show a lot, always in the context of the Trump campaign and possible links between that campaign and the Russian government back during the 2016 election. What do we know about who she was before that?
So she was one of the rarest things in the world, a Russian gun rights activist. Of course, there's no Second Amendment in Russia. Guns aren't that common. It's not a free society. And most people don't campaign publicly for things if it's against the wishes of the government. Most people in Russia don't believe that laws are changed through public advocacy and rallies. For example, but Butina did. People who knew her in high school and college described her as not an especially friendly person, but a super ambitious person who knew what she wanted and has always been a big advocate for guns. Here she is on a podcast with conservative political operative Grover Norquist in February 2016.
I'm with guns from my childhood. My father is a hunter. I grew up in Siberia, so it's hard to imagine the life without a gun.
So when there was no gun rights group for her to join, she joined our American National Rifle Association. Then she formed her own gun rights group in Russia, inspired by Mikhail Kalashnikov, inventor of the most famous gun in the world, the AK-47.
The AK-47. Okay, so walk me down this path that she walked from joining the NRA, starting her own gun rights group in Russia, to someone who became really involved in American politics.
Yeah, so she starts off in Siberia, she goes to Moscow, and she wasn't alone. She began to recruit other people. The Russian government appears to have gotten involved, especially a man named Alexander Torshin. He's a Kremlin-linked Russian official, and now he's actually sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury. Here is how Butina describes him in that 2016 podcast with Norquist.
He works as a deputy governor of Russian Central Bank, and I work as his special assistant. He is a big supporter of gun rights in Russia. He travels to annual meetings in America for the NRA.
So I reached out to 200 of her Facebook friends, and this allowed us to do some in-depth reporting.
200, okay. Go
200.
On.
And she has thousands of Facebook friends. So we did some in-depth reporting for NPR.org. We traced her childhood in Siberia to the tight-knit competitive shooting community in Moscow, to her trips to the United States and interaction with conservative groups, to the jail cell she now sits in Alexandria, Virginia, accused of being a covert foreign agent for Russia.
And what's the picture you've been able to build from all those connections and this network she built here in the States?
So the Russian government and Butina and her lawyer all say that she's the victim of an overzealous prosecution and that the poor U.S.-Russia relationship following the Russian government's interference with the U.S. 2016 election is one of the major reasons why she's now awaiting trial. But if she was an innocent gun rights activist, there certainly are a lot of suspicious activities she was involved in. Here's what it looks like now. Butina got started in this world of gun rights and politics on her own for her own purposes and years before the activities that now have her under suspicion. So it appears she was involved in the Russian active, if it appears that she was involved in the Russian active measures being waged against the United States, it was because she was in the right place at the right time.
As is our political reporter, Tim Mak. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks a lot.